I'm Alyssa Lane, and welcome to the Lifecraft Podcast. Lifecraft is passionate about helping you live your everyday life better by sharing inspiration, awareness, and tools to enable you to create a fulfilling life. Hello and welcome to today's episode of the Lifecraft Podcast. My name is Melissa Lane and I will be your host today. So firstly, I just want to remind you that we absolutely love hearing from you. So make sure that you take a screenshot of yourself listening to this episode and share it with us on social media, tag at the Lifecraft. We love hearing from you and we love to know what your biggest takeaways were or what inspired you to live your everyday life better so that we can keep creating content that will make your life better. Powerful and more enjoyable. So today I'm going to touch upon touch upon a subject that I love. As an integrative nutrition health coach, I was obsessed with the idea of longevity. And now this is quite a stretch for me because growing up, I never wanted to really age. I didn't want to. I always thought that it sounded better to die young because I was surrounded by people showing me how it looked to age in a very difficult way. There were so many people that I knew that would be 25, 30, 40, and they were already declining, not only mentally, but physically too. So the idea of aging never seemed like something that I wanted to do. I associated the word aging or thinking of myself getting past the age of 60 or 70 as something that I dreaded and that would be filled with pain and weakness it just brought up a bunch of terrible things for me. And I really want to challenge you to think about, when you think about aging, what are the words or the pictures that come up in your mind? Because those are tied to your beliefs and the meaning you gave that word or the idea of getting older. And it can change. I changed mine. And I want to share one of the first things that started really changing my idea when it comes to aging with you today, and that was the Blue Zone study. So a bunch of researchers set out to find the places in the world with the most centenarians, the most people that are 100 years old or older, and to see what made them live life in that way. And the nice thing about the Blue Zone study is they didn't just go for people who were 100 years old or older, but really who were part of a society that had a lot of centenarians and that lived well when they were 100 years old or older. So not really declining, not suffering, not in a lot of pain, not kind of cursed with all of these lifestyle related illnesses that we find in a lot of our own cultures and in our own nations and in our own homes sometimes. And the Danish twin study was the thing that sparked this. And it was a study done that showed that 10% of how long the average person lives is dictated by their genes. So that means the rest is dictated by their lifestyle. And that's a big thing. It's kind of the same as Bruce Lipton and his work, which I really encourage you to go and study, that showed that it's not the cell and the genes, the DNA, that dictates how the cell works. It's the environment that the cell is in that dictates how it functions. And that is such a big discovery that came about. And as I was studying at IIN, I was introduced to the Blue Zones and this whole concept that if we can find the ultimate lifestyle of longevity, we can have a formula for longevity. And I say lifestyle and not diet because when I start digging into this, you'll understand that the research that they got from the four geographic areas that they really studied with the most centenarians showed that it was a lifestyle that promoted longevity. It was not just what you eat or what you think, but it was a holistic combination of those things that you can create in your life no matter where you are. And that's what I want to encourage you to do. So at the end, I'm going to share some of the things that you can start doing today to really live a happier, healthier, longer life and really start to move away from a lot of the lifestyle related illnesses that are so prevalent in our society today. So the four geographic areas that they started studying were Okinawa, Sardinia, a certain area in Sardinia, not the entire island, Costa Rica, and then Loma Linda in California. So the amazing thing was they started seeing that there were definite things in every single one of those areas that they all had in common. There were some things that stood out that was really just unique to that certain place. Like on the island of Sardinia, they found that the centenarians had a lot of vigor, and it was mostly the men that really aged till 100 or more. But they were really full of vigor, vitality. They would still work, they would still chop wood, but they started noticing that they did things that were kind of a bit weird compared to the mainstream diets that we see today. Like the men there would still drink wine every single day, almost not a high volume, but they would drink really high quality wine that were rich in polyphenols. And it was amazing. And they started realizing that small things like the older generations getting celebrated instead of pushed away were one of the things that were prevalent in every single one of those communities, from Okinawa, where the grandkids would kind of fight about who gets to keep the elders in their house, who gets to take care of grandma. And those were the types of things that we didn't really see in the Western world a lot. And they really started digging into these things, and 9 things came up that were really kind of unique to the centenarians and their lifestyles, but they were the types of things that we could start implementing into our lives, and they were the things that were the same in every single area that they got to. The first one that I love as a health coach is they moved, but they moved naturally. None of the people from Okinawa to Sardinia, I know in Okinawa, they would do some form of exercise in a group in regards to martial arts or those types of exercises, but just a little bit, once or twice a week. But mostly the movements from Sardinia to Loma Linda to Costa Rica were natural movements, no workouts. And the one thing that really stood out for me was in Okinawa, they would sit on the floor and get up and get down a lot because they were seated on the floor, and they would walk a lot of stairs. So what we see there is we usually get into a mentality to think that exercise is a 20-minute burst or a 40-minute burst that we do either in front of the TV some days or a YouTube video or at a gym, but it's not that. Moving naturally for longevity is something that you do throughout your day. Moving more, really incorporating movement into your everyday life. The sedentary lifestyle that we live now is not conducive to longevity in our minds or in our bodies. And what I want to add is all of these centenarians that they interviewed, they saw that they still had such vibrant, alive, and clear, sharp mental worlds as well. They still problem solved. They still helped their community. They could still speak well. They didn't have dementia and Alzheimer's and all of these things that are so prevalent in our lives today. And movement is one of the big things. So I want to challenge you to see, how can you move more? How can you move more naturally? How can you sit on the floor and get up off the floor? How can you take stairs more? How can you start cleaning your house more and moving in ways that are fun? Playing with the dogs, playing with your kids, going for walks. These types of things are so important if you want to live a long, vibrant, healthy life. Next up, one of the things that really stood out for me was they had the right outlook on life. They always had time to go inward. They always meditated. They always took a moment in their day to slow down, to pray, to connect. And I think that it's something that we kind of see. If we have time, we'll do that. If we have time, we might meditate. If we have time, we might slow down. But I think the way that we set up our lives isn't really conducive to health and to happiness and to longevity. So I want to challenge you today. Look at your life and see, do you have the right outlook on life? Do you take time to just go inwards, to just slow down? Do you take time? Do you have a practice of meditation? Do you take some time, say in the winter months or at the end of every week, to just go inward and see, did I tackle this week the way that I wanted to? Did I speak to that person in the loving way that I wanted to? Did I forgive quickly? Did I really be present and mindful with my family? Did I allow my creativity to flow at work? Or was I just so busy trying to get somewhere to that goal, to that end result, that I kind of skipped over the inward part? Because the next thing that stood out for me in this Blue Zone study is something that I didn't really realize was so important when it comes to longevity, but it's having a sense of purpose. Having a sense of purpose was one of the things that was in every single one of those geographic areas. Those people had a sense of purpose, whether it was to be there for their families, whether it was to go and milk their cows in the morning, whether it was to be a part of their community, whether it was to just fulfill a dream that they still had. But all of them had a sense of purpose that was so big. It was bigger than them, and it was bigger than their age. It was bigger than the so-called decline that happens as the years roll by. They didn't even think of that because their purpose was what got them up in the morning. And I don't know about you, but when you live without a sense of purpose, I've been there personally, where I felt like I was floating around life and I kind of wanted a purpose. I kind of was in that space where I was wondering, what is my purpose on earth? Why am I here? Etc., etc. And I think all of us get there sometimes in our life. I started to find that purpose is something that you create. You can create a sense of purpose in any situation in your life. Even if your purpose is to just see how life would be if you go all in, and your purpose is to really just break out of, say, your depression, or break out of the situation where you're in, or your sense of purpose could be something if you grew up really poor and in an impoverished household. Your sense of purpose could be to see what the people who are wealthy and abundant do, and to just pursue that just for a certain amount of years. Just go all in with that. Just have that sense of purpose and see if you could maybe break that cycle of poverty in your own life, in your community, in your family, etc., etc. A sense of purpose could be to really be the best husband or best wife that you can be, to be the best mother, best grandmother, best grandfather. Having that sense of purpose is so important. Maybe your sense of purpose could be bringing something amazing into this world. Maybe you want to start a podcast or write a book or share your journey with people. But you can use that as fuel to get you up in the morning. And the amazing thing is to create longevity in your life. So remember, move naturally, have the right outlook on life, and allow yourself to go inward, and then have a sense of purpose that wakes you up in the morning. Then the next thing that really stood out for me was they don't overeat. They use smaller plates. Some of them have little rituals where they only eat until they're a certain percentage full, and then they leave the rest of the food. And they mostly follow a plant-based diet. That doesn't mean no meat. In most of these countries, it means some meat, but it's absolutely an individual decision for you, but definitely not overeating and having a plant-based diet, a plant-rich diet, let's put it that way, is really something that stood out, that created longevity. And that means a bunch, an array of fruits and veggies that are either cooked or they're raw, a lot of raw fruits and veggies there, and then a lot of beans and legumes and nuts and seeds, and most of their diet consists of that. And another thing that I quite found interesting that I mentioned earlier was they all drank a little bit of wine. Most of them had a little bit of red wine that was really high in polyphenols. And what the thing that I want to add, and that was the last thing that stood out for me, because this study, I could talk about it forever, but I wanted to make this a short episode just to inspire you, is they found that all of these areas, all of these communities had one thing in common, And that was, they had a sense of belonging. They had community. One of the things that they mentioned in the Blue Zone studies was that isolation kills. And I know that we live in a strange time right now. It's 2021, if you're listening to this in the future. And a lot of us are very isolated, and we're isolated to keep ourselves and our loved ones safe. We're isolated because it's a must. But just because you are isolated physically doesn't mean you need to be isolated mentally. You can reach out and join communities online, because what they saw was being part of a family or a tribal structure or a faith-based community or having a sense of belonging with your friends or a tribe or a group online that just is your soul tribe, if I could put it that way. Not necessarily your family, not necessarily your blood, not necessarily the community that you grew up in. That created such an amazing impact in all of those centenarians' lives. The ability to connect with another human being, to connect with a group of like-minded, like soul, I don't know how to put that in a good way, but I'm just going to go with it. People that speak your language of the soul is so important. And really having a big range of people that you spend time with, from grandkids to aging parents, having that array of people, because we come from tribal communities. We were made to connect. And if we don't grow up in a place like the little ugly duckling that didn't grow up with the people that he or she connected with, we can go out, go on an adventure, whether it's online or in real life, and we can find our people like the little ugly duckling did. Until one day, when you look at those swans, you look in the reflection and you see yourself. The Ugly Duckling is such a powerful little story that was put into psychology for kids, just for kids like me, who never felt that they belonged in the family that they were born into. But I know how important it is. That's why in my health coaching, we started to create a community where you can share, where you can talk. And that's why with the Lifecraft community, we've got so many amazing plans to show you that if you start becoming part of this community, you can find your people who are like-minded, your soul tribe, and you can connect. And that is a part of longevity. And it is so, so powerful. So these are just a couple of things that stood out for me when it comes to the Blue Zone. I want to encourage you. We're going to put a link at the bottom of the descriptions. Go and take that link and see what age your results get to. So it's a little link that you're going to do. It's a test on the Blue Zone website that's going to show you that what is the age that you could get to with the diet and lifestyle that you have now. And it's quite cute to look at, because they suggest at the end of it, maybe add in a little bit more plant-based diet. Maybe you're in need of some connection. Reach out to us. Reach out to my community. I've got a bunch of groups on Facebook, and we are starting to create more communities where people can just connect, that want to live healthier lives, that are into self-development, that really want to enjoy life to the fullest. Be a part of that community, even if it's just online. Or I want to encourage you to go and reach out to your family and friends and see if you can connect with them more. Because when it comes to this life, it'll be meaningless if it isn't for people around you. And it doesn't need to be toxic people. And it doesn't need to be people who make you feel like you're difficult to love or make you feel less than. There are people out there that are going to love you, that are going to see that spark within you, and that are going to bring it out and just fan your flame. And it's on you to find them. It's out there. It's available. And when you want to live a really long, healthy life, it's something you need to look into. So you can always reach out to me at Melissa Lane Wellness on any of the social media platforms. Become part of this community at Lifecraft and see how many of the things that I mentioned today you can start applying in your life. Move more naturally. Have the right outlook on life. Have a sense of purpose. Have a plant-based diet. Don't overeat. Drink a little wine, but not too much. And then connect. Find that friend power. Find that soul tribe. You're so worth it. Thank you for listening to this. I can't wait to hear your thoughts and do that little test and share your results with us. I hope you have a beautiful day and I look forward to speaking to you again soon. Bye-bye. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and taking the time to invest in yourself and in your future. If you loved this episode, be sure to share it with us by leaving a positive review or tagging us in a post or in your stories. Share one thing that stood out or inspired you to live your everyday life better. This helps us create more meaningful episodes for you to enjoy. If you're not already following us on social media, be sure to follow @TheLifeCraft for more inspiration and tools to help you live your most powerful life. And remember, you always have the power to craft a better life for yourself, and we are here to help you do just that. We'll connect again in the next episode, and until then, keep creating a life that you're excited to wake up to. We enjoy bringing you interviews from experts and everyday people so that they can talk about their experiences and share information, tips, and what has worked for them on their journey towards a better life. However, remember that the opinions or advice of our guests and myself, the host, should not be taken as personal, actionable advice and is given as general information and education only. Please always remember to consult a qualified professional before implementing any medical, financial, legal, or other advice that you believe might work for you. LifeCraft is not responsible nor liable for your decision when implementing anything you hear on the podcast. Please listen and act responsibly. The opinions of our guests do not represent the opinions or views of LifeCraft or Melissa Lane personally and are meant as information and general education only.